With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Powerful overnight storms, including tornadoes, slammed parts of the South and the Midwest. At least three people were killed. Hundreds of thousands without power from Mississippi north to Michigan. And forecasters say that more nasty weather could be on the way.
The hardest hit area is going to be across portions of Arkansas, western Tennessee, western Kentucky, southeast Missouri. And then the surrounding area around that's still going to be hard hit too. But kind of that core I just mentioned is really where the highest rainfall amounts and highest impacts are currently expected.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. President Trump says time to put an end to this.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years.
The president imposing reciprocal tariffs on America's trading partners anywhere from 10% to 49%. The higher U.S. tariffs still generally less than those imposed by other countries on American goods. The BBC's Katja Adler with overseas reaction.
The European Commission think a global trade war is in nobody's interest, but they think they need to stand firm. The Commission has prepared a range of possible retaliatory measures, but in the meantime, a lot of concern in the countries who are likely to be most hit. Think about Germany, 25% tariffs on cars, and France, the winemakers, the champagne makers. Both of those industries in Germany and in France look to the U.S. for 20% of their income. So, you know, they expect to be hit hard by this.
And Wall Street trading sharply lower this morning. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel carrying out a fresh wave of deadly airstrikes across the Gaza Strip. The Israelis trying to pressure Hamas into releasing dozens of hostages that it continues to hold. And looking at Wall Street now, the Dow is down 1,138 points for a loss of close to 3%. The Nasdaq off 796. This is SRN News. Who do you talk to at church?
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that the pastor is the most popular person to engage with either before or after a worship service. 57% of regular churchgoers say they talk to him. Fellow parishioners come in second. 53% of churchgoers like to engage with somebody else in the pews at worship. And in third place is church staff. 50% of adults say they make time to say hi to them. Baby boomers like to talk to other parishioners most of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Greece wants to ban men from having children via surrogacy if they are single or in a same-sex relationship. The Justice Ministry says it needs to eliminate legal uncertainty over the concept of inability to carry a pregnancy. The proposed change in law will be submitted to the Greek Parliament soon as part of a broader civil code reform in Greece. This is SRN News. Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow makes it official. She is running for the soon-to-be vacant seat of U.S. Senator Gary Peters.
McMorrow's announcement comes as little surprise as she had already indicated she was considering a run to replace Peters, who won't be running for re-election. McMorrow's on the progressive edge of Democrat politics and has spoken openly about the need for fresh ideas and leadership in the party, something that suggests that if elected, she could join the chorus of progressive voices against Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Maryland lawmakers have passed a slavery reparations bill. It would create a commission to study the matter and make recommendations. The bill now goes to Democratic Governor Wes Moore, who says he will consider it. Potential reparations outlined would include but are not limited to official statements of apology, monetary compensation, property tax rebates, and social service assistance. More details at SRNnews.com.